Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley, and as we approach Halloween, I'm going to tell you a ghost story about the ghost cat. From time to time, I see ghosts, and once I even encountered the ghost of a cat. A friend of mine owned a fine old house in Bangor, and I used to stay there for part of the week while I was teaching at the university, and I had my own bedroom on the second floor at the back of the house. Now, my friend had three cats, and it is important for you to know that one cat was a gray Angora, one a gray tabby, and one cat was entirely black. Also, I like cats, and her cats liked me, and they often hung out on my bed while I prepared lectures and graded papers. But I always shooed them out and closed the door when I went to bed. I'm a light sleeper and easily awakened by movement and sound. But despite removing the cats and firmly shutting my bedroom door, I found I was often awakened by the sensation of something jumping onto my bed. Sometimes I would even feel a slight pressure against my leg as though something were laying up against me. I would switch on the light and look around, but I would never see a cat on the bed. I would look under the bed to try and find the cat I had somehow failed to evict. But there was never a cat under the bed or under any of the other furniture. It was becoming annoying and a little creepy. Finally, one day, I mentioned it to my friend. "Oh, yes, I get that, too," she replied. "I always think it's one of my cats, but sometimes it happens when there are no cats in the room. Maybe it's old Lauren," she laughed. Lauren, it turned out, was the 15-year-old cat who had been living in the house when my friend bought it. The former owner had died, leaving the cat, and my friend decided to keep it, as the cat seemed to go with the house. Lauren, however, was not grateful for this consideration. He was a resentful and pugnacious housemate who took to marking his indoor territory and bullying her other cats. Finally, he died, but as I was learning, while Lauren might be dead, he had not departed. It seemed he now patrolled the house in the form of feline ectoplasm. While I was in a quandary, I did feel sorry for the old ghost cat, but I also valued my sleep. I tried reasoning with him. He could have the bed during the day, and I could have it at night. I put saucers of milk and bags of catnip on the far corner of the bedroom and laid down a fluffy blanket to lure him away from my bed. But he would have none of it. Night after night, it was pounce, pounce, pounce. Finally, I decided I would have to exorcise the ghost cat. Oh, sure, I can hear all of you cat lovers with your little gasps of protest. Poor old ghost cat, he was there first, and so on. Well, I had tried being understanding and accommodating, hadn't I? I explained all of this to Lauren, but he didn't seem to care. So, over the next few weeks, I prepared for the exorcism ceremony. I made a purple coverlet for the bed, and I made a rattle of two clamshells filled with beach pebbles. I made a wreath of garden thyme and a wand of rosemary stems tied up with gold ribbon. Finally, when the moon had passed full and had begun to wane, the time was right for the ceremony. I cast a circle around the bed, sprinkling salt and herbs as I went. Then, with my rattle, I walked counterclockwise around the bed, telling Lauren this was now forbidden territory, protected from his intrusions. I placed the thyme wreath under the bed and the rosemary wand on top of the bed. Finally, I visualized a bed with no cat on it, and me sleeping peacefully in it. And then I opened the circle. As I did so, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a large, fat, black and white cat leap off the bed and out of the bedroom. The atmosphere in the room was then noticeably refreshed, and I had a good, uninterrupted night's sleep. The next day, I asked my friend, "By the way, what did Lauren look like?" She told me he was a big, fat, black and white cat. So that had been Lauren's ghost leaping out of my bedroom. And he never returned. Good kitty. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.